So tell me about the Meon Valley Beekeepers Association. How many members have you got, and why form an association?
I think we formed the association for two reasons. First of all, it's good to swap news about beekeeping. It's good to keep up with friends and talk to people who enjoy the craft as much as you do. We meet in the winter time. We meet on the first or the second Thursday of each month at Warnford, where we have people who come along to speak. We have demonstrations and so on. In the summer, we meet at each other's apiaries, so there's an opportunity for new beekeepers to see how other people keep their bees, to learn to handle bees before they have their own colonies, and just generally to socialise with, as I say, other people who enjoy the craft as much as we all do.
And an apiary is?
An apiary is where you keep your beehives. The Latin name for a honeybee is, well, the English, the European honeybee is Apis mellifera, and so Apis, apiary. An apiary is where we keep our bees.
You see, you learn all the time on this job. So how much honey is actually produced in the county of Hampshire?
Oh, that I couldn't tell you. On average, you get between 30 and 60 pounds of honey per season from a colony. But people will tell you they've had 100, 120 pounds worth of honey from, or 100 pounds in weight of honey from their colonies. This year, I think it's going to be very good. We had a very late start due to the hard winter, but things have caught up rapidly. And at the moment, there's a very heavy flow on because the blackberries just started to flow.
So is there a season for honey making?
There are two, really. In this part of the world, we have a lot of oilseed rape, and that produces a very early crop, which we take off. It sets very hard in the comb, so you have to take it off as soon as the rape flowers die. And that way you can extract it fairly easily. And then we have another, we take another lot off the end of July, beginning of August. So there's really two seasons for honey.
Okay, well that's, you learn something every day when I'm out and about talking to people. It's been a pleasure to speak to you this morning. Thank you very much for telling us about the Meon Valley Beekeepers Association here in Hampshire.
We have a website, and if anybody's interested in joining Meon Valley as an associate member or as a full member, one of the benefits of joining as a full member is that you do get insurance for your bee colonies. So if you get nasty diseases and they have to be destroyed, which does happen, then you get insurance for your colonies.
Now, talking nasty diseases, I was going to finish up there, but you've just brought me into a different sphere of beekeeping. Beekeeping is my sort of thing. No, beekeeping. You do get diseases, and the is it the Varroa mite?
It's a Varroa mite.
Varroa mite. I should get this right. We don't want to be making mistakes on here. So it is.
It's a little mite which actually you can see with the naked eye. It's a little mite that attaches itself to the adult bees for a short length of its time. It breeds in the brood chamber, so where the bees are raised. It breeds in the comb. And it brings with it lots of different viruses and things like that. So that's what kills the bees, is the viruses and the overpopulation of the Varroa mite in a colony. So we have to treat the bees. Usually we treat them twice a year.
It's not a deadly thing then if it gets infected, or do you have to get rid of the colony, or can it be treated and then the colony can carry on?
It's not usually a deadly thing unless it's just left to its own devices, in which case it will take over and kill the whole colony, but we treat them, so you keep them to a minimum. There are very, very few colonies that don't have Varroa in them now, and you just keep it to a minimum by treating them with, we try not to use chemicals these days, we use more natural things like thymol, and that will keep the Varroa mite under control, so the bees can cope with them.
Okay, yeah, so that is a complete explanation there. Thank you very much for that. This is the end now, so I'm going to go and take a wander a bit more around the Alton show here and hopefully bring you a few more reports. But thank you to the Meon Valley Beekeepers Association here at the Alton show. Bye-bye for now.